all the stupid shit that we all think we gotta participate in.
Elon Musk. Certain nominee be decided by a party vote, democracy, etc. If the DNC can replace Biden against voter wishes, then they were never about democracy. Such fast 84. Hey, Democrat voters, you know all these primaries you had? They didn't matter. The Democrat Party is about to pick your candidate, regardless of who you voted for. Your vote is irrelevant. But please, do continue to tell us how all you are defenders of democracy.
We've kicked people to the curb who are on the Republican Party that we don't align with. We have no problem calling people out who don't abide by what we stand with. But you guys don't even care. You don't care what they stand by. You don't care what their track record is. You don't care if they're involved with the 1994 crime bill, incarcerating black Americans in San Francisco, homelessness issues in California. You could care less what they actually stand for, because you will vote Democrat no matter who, while simultaneously protecting our democracy. Make that make sense. By the way, MAGA hoodie, merch link in bio.
Ashley Sinclair. They don't care. Isles Miles Chong. Ideally, in a democracy, which I guess America stopped being since it transitioned into a banana republic, but still identifies as a democracy. Bruce Abeo. One might think the government have overstepped its authority and bounds a million times in the last couple of decades. I'm sick of it. Asha 84. No, they're not protecting the bureaucracy. Dane, they'll all go to their graves claiming it was Biden's idea. The woman will whip you to the floor with Kamala. This woman will wipe you to the floor with Kamala.
You know, I am really sick of black folks. You know, I don't need a black leader to tell me how to think. For all of y'all out here who need a black leader to tell you to think, that's fine, do you. But don't get upset with me because I don't need one. I can think for myself, all right? I don't even understand how come no other groups of people got leaders that speak for them, except us. I'm just sick of it. There's so many little bitty things that I see that's wrong. The fact that we walk up to complete strangers asking them to co-sign that we think we're victims, you know? You walk up to complete strangers and you say things like, I hate the police, and you expect somebody else on the street to actually co-sign that nonsense because, well, we're both melanin colored. I don't care. Again, I am just sick and tired of all the little bitty things that I have always felt like, and I was younger and I couldn't say it, that the black community tries to pigeonhole you and push you into these little spots that you need to fit in. And this is how you need to think. This is how you need to dress. This is how you need to wear your hair. This is how you should wear your makeup. I am so sick of it. You know what? I am going to wear goofy lacrosse t-shirts. I am going to watch Father Knows Best. I'm going to watch All in the Family. I will think for myself. Al Sharpton cannot think for me. Jesse Jackson can't think for me. Van Jones can't think for me. Can't speak for me. Joy Reid can't talk or speak for me. None of those people think the way that I think. And guess what? That's okay. But I just need black people to understand we're not a monolith, okay, y'all? We do not all have to do the same thing. We don't all have to smoke Newports. We don't all have to drink Hennessy. You know, I'm just sick of all the stupid shit that we all think we gotta participate in. You know, I am... Your lip bitch, she thick, she thick. But my lip bitch, she bad, bad. That lip is a teen, but I already hit it. Don't look already slipped it, don't look already bent it, though. Your bitch finna steal it, my bitch took the hammer. My bitch go banana. Your lip bitch, she thick. Lips of TikTok. Ha ha ha, this looks epic. First, we got What is a Woman? Now we have Am I a Racist? Absolutely can't wait to watch this in theaters September 13th.
But it never really seemed to matter that much, at least not to me.
Being a white, straight, cisgender man, it's the top of the pile.
I'm on the top of the pile. That's me. Am I racist?
I would really appreciate it if you left.
I'm trying to learn. I'm on this journey.
Can you please leave?
If I'm going to sort this out, I need to go deeper undercover. If I want to be an ally, I need to look like one.
What is racism?
Martin Luther King said not to judge people by the...
Martin Luther King said a lot of stuff.
Is America inherently racist?
What the hell is that?
The word inherent is challenging there. America is racist to its bones. All of the...
So inherently?
Yeah. The entire system has to burn. And I'm not going to even use save this country. This country is not worth saving. This country is a piece of shit.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
They gon' say I'm racist.
Joining us now is Matt, certified DEI expert.
Here's my certification. Where are you guys on your anti-racist journeys? So I'll look around the room and point to who we believe is the most racist person in the room. We want to rename the George Washington Monument to the George Floyd Monument. Would you mind signing it? You will? What do you think about this issue of heteronormativity and how it intersects with the broader structures of racism in society?
They gonna say I'm racist.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness?
Who's making it the center? Why are they doing that?
What you're doing is you're stretching out of your whiteness. This is more for you in this field. White
folks,
white
trash,
white supremacy,
white woman,
white boy,
white
entitlement,
white
centering,
white
silence.
Is there a black person around here?
There's a black person right here. Does he not exist?
They gonna say I'm racist, but they call everybody racist.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, and what's your name?
I'm Matt.
Matt, hi, yeah. Matt.
Nice to meet you.
Just had to ask who you are because you have to be careful.
Never be too careful.
They gonna say you racist, but they call everybody racist.
White supremacy is the biggest threat to the United States, according to Bill Biden. White men are the most dangerous threat to our democracies. Start your pack. Libs of TikTok. Liberal Cat Media, TM. Let me guess. Bunch of liberal white women pay black women to tell them how everything they do is racist. I don't care for Matt, but I'll watch that. That's great. We can all define Kamala, but Kamala can't define women. Sad that women in this film are not only radical and dangerous, and many could call them terrorists, but they hate white people with a passion and hate themselves and said they want to be basically destroy America. What are their names? I want to write a front page story on them. Robin DiAngelo lives in such a bubble. She doesn't even know who Matt Walsh is. Can't wait. This is a controversial Borat film. Laugh out loud. Tired of the liberals and their BS? Raise your wings. So if you are tired of this BS, stretching out of your whiteness. Hilarious and poignant. Quite the combo. I just watched the trailer. It's going to be good. Ah! Funny hair. You may not be racist, but you are, and they hate you. Supporting this in theaters more than this. Ha ha ha. LFG. Hashtag AMC. Look at this. Daily Wire doing it up big. Laughing my ass off. This is going to be amazing. He's Trump's hating faggot. We are living in a time when we are asking the important questions. Looks like this will be funny as hell, eating popcorn. I may have to go see this one. Okay, go. Eat popcorn. Sounds like a must watch. Enjoy the show. Wow, in theaters. I can't believe it. How do they find Kamala Harris? Awesome, can't wait to see this. Release it on X. Let's see, Robin DiAngelo can't recognize Matt Walsh is gold. Going to be watching this just for the interview. Excellent day.
How do I protect my kids? How do I protect my wife? How do I protect my family when everybody tells them I'm the enemy? How do I protect...
He dropped out!
TikTok has complete meltdown because Biden dropped out!
Joe Biden, please! Gen Z, we need to band together! Please! He was for Gen Z's first president!
He's got makeup on his fingers! Is this an act? Is he acting?